This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The Underground in London isn't the biggest subway system in the world, but it is the oldest and maybe the most confusing. Today in Design for the Real World, Chris Spurgeon tells us about a really brilliant piece of design that unravels the tangled knots of lines that make up the tube. A map so good, it remakes London in its own image.
The London Underground map is a plethora of horizontal, vertical, and diagonal lines in different colors, each color representing a different line in the London Underground, the London subway system. The first thing you need to understand about the London Underground map is that it is not a factual representation of the London subway system. In cartography, in the creation of maps, it's anathema to bend the scale so different areas on the map represent different dimensions in the real world. The London Underground map does that to a huge extent.
Mind the gap.
Henry Beck, the man that designed these maps, stretched central London to allow you to see all these stations instead of packing them so close together that you couldn't make heads or tails of it.
This is Westminster.
It looks a lot like an electronic circuit diagram as opposed to an actual geographically accurate map. And this is a hugely important point. The design of this map is to show you how to move through the London Underground, almost the way an electron moves through an electronic circuit. It's a very stylized, simplified version of the subway. It's this throwing away of physical reality that makes the map so easy to use. It's the main reason the map has become so hugely successful over the years. It's become, in effect, the common language of subway systems all over the world. Everywhere from Amsterdam to Tokyo to Zurich have adopted Henry Beck's underground map design.
London Underground wishes to apologize for any delays.
You start to internalize this map. You start to think of your city as, you know, my friend Jane lives on the Red Line, or my friend David lives on the Chatham Line. There have been studies done of Londoners who use the Underground every day, and they've had them draw the city, not draw the subway map, but draw the prominent landmarks that they're intimately familiar with. And they end up drawing their mental map of London in a way that looks like the London Underground map.
Stand clear of the train doors, please.
I guess the first time I ever actually used the thing was when I went to London on my honeymoon. And I have to admit, it worked great.
Chris Spurgeon is a web developer. Check out the map of the Underground at studio360.org.